joining me live from Denver and L.A., and also in L.A., along with Marianne there, one of my favorite pastors, the Reverend Art Cribbs of the San Marino United Church of Christ. It's great to have all three of you this morning. My favorite topic. All right, we've got
all...
Okay, I just want to make sure we've got comms with all three of you. I know we were having some issues. You know what? I want to get all of you to respond to this first question, because it's the one that had us all talking, and we were pretty surprised about the fact that those who scored highest were atheists and agnostics. Does that surprise you, Deepak?
No, it does not. I think atheists are looking harder for answers, and the devout are usually close-minded. Fervent belief is a cover-up for insecurity. And you see all the problems that arise are from fervent believers who we call fundamentalists. I think the service sounds like counterintuitive, but it isn't. If you go deeper, it says nothing about value judgments. You know, who feels closer to God? Who embodies divine attributes like love, compassion, goodness, truth, equanimity, peace of mind? Who despairs over death? So there's a difference between religious experience and religious knowledge.
You know, Marianne, the head of the American atheist, Dave Silverman, actually said that he just gave his daughter a Bible, and that's how you make atheists. What do you think about the fact that agnostics and atheists actually knew more than those that claim a religion and say that they're very faithful and knowledgeable about what they believe?
You know, there's a line in A Course in Miracles that says, many conspire with God who do not yet believe in him. I think what Deepak was saying is so important, that the religious experience is what matters. And so if a person has love in their heart, they're serving God whether they quote-unquote believe in God or not. So when we make the conversation about the religious experience, which is not about dogma, which is not about doctrine, which is not about my club versus your club, but about the way we live our lives in humility, in an effort to forgive and live peacefully. I've known people who call themselves atheists, certainly people who consider themselves agnostics, which, you know, an agnostic is someone who's just open to exactly what it is. I think that that's the religious experience, and that's where the conversation is moving now, not to all of the external issues, but to the internal issues of the heart. And if an atheist is a loving person, I think that that's what God cares about.
Reverend Cribbs.